Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbeinu Deborah Brandt, and today is day 36, Emunah, Life in Messiah Yeshua. Bless Yahweh Elohim, O my soul. Meditation verse Psalm 103:1 of David. Bless Adonai, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. The word bless is the Hebrew word barak, a verb meaning to bless, kneel, salute, or greet. The verb derives from the noun knee and perhaps suggests the bending of the knee in blessing. In the context of Psalm 103, it is blessing Yahweh Elohim for all he has done. Blessing Yahweh Elohim our Father is also a form of worship. Psalm 103 of David, or David, bless Adonai, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless Adonai, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He forgives all your iniquity. He heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from the pit. He crowns you with loving kindness and compassion. He satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like an eagle. Adonai executes justice, judgments for all who are oppressed. He made his ways known to Moses and his deeds to the children of Israel. Adonai is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and plentiful in mercy. He will not always accuse, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not treated us according to our sins or repaid us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his mercy for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed transgressions from us. As a father, he has compassion on his children, so Adonai has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are but dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. But when the wind blows over it, it is gone, and its place is no longer known. But the mercy of Adonai is from everlasting to everlasting on those who revere him, his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant, who remember to observe his instructions. Adonai has set up his throne in the heavens, and he rules over all. Bless Adonai, you angels of his, mighty in strength, performing his word upon hearing the utterance of his word. Bless Adonai, all you armies, his servants who do his will. Bless Adonai, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Bless Adonai, O my soul. Hallelujah. The word hallelujah means praise to Yah. It is one of the Hebrew words that most Christians are familiar with, even if they do not know Hebrew. This word is used 23 times in the book of Psalms or Tehillim and 4 times in the book of Revelation. The root is the word halal, which means to praise. Psalm 106:48, blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Let all the people say, Amen, Hallelujah. Psalm 111:1, Hallelujah, I praise Adonai with all my heart, in the company and the congregation of the upright. Psalm 112:1, Hallelujah, happy is the man who fears Adonai, who delights greatly in his mitzvot. Psalm 113:1, Hallelujah, praise, O servants of Adonai, praise the name of Adonai. According to Jewish thought, one of the most powerful means of connecting to God is prayer, and perhaps the most prevalent form of prayer is the bracha, or blessing. A brachot are recited numerous times each day in many different situations to remind us who is ultimately the source of all blessing. Moreover, brachot articulate our ability to build a relationship with God through performing mitzvot. In a deeper sense, brachot causes heavenly benevolence to descend upon the universe, thereby sustaining all of creation. This shiur will explore the nature and purpose of brachot, the Amen response, and how brachot can help revolutionize our spiritual growth. Brachot are much more than ritual incantations to be mumbled under our breath before eating an apple. Reciting brachot represents one of the greatest acts of relating to God and contains vastly deep meaning. Brachot are a powerful vessel helping us to develop an awareness of God in all aspects of life. What is a bracha? A bracha or brachot is a text that follows a format specified by halakha. It can be long or short, but it invariably contains the name of God and a phrase beginning with the words, Baruch Atah, blessed are you. Most brachot also mention God's kingship. Brachot play many roles in Jewish observance. They are the building blocks of most parts of our tefillot, prayers. In fact, the Shmon Ezri, the centerpiece of each of the daily prayers, consists of a sequence of brachot. There are also numerous occasions throughout the day which call for the recitation of brachot. The following are the three main categories of brachot. Yeshua did this as well, Matthew 4:18-19. Bring them here to me, he said. Ordering the crowd to recline in the grass, he took the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he offered the bracha. After breaking the loaves, he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. He made a bracha. The Jewish English phrase means said a blessing. The Greek here is evolegio, means to bless, speak well of. Elsewhere, it is often called ev Christo, or thank. Although the text does not say so specifically, it is responsible to suppose that he recited the customary bracha, benediction, which Jews have said for more than 2,000 years before meals that include bread. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam ha'motzi lechem min ha'aretz. Praise be you, Adonai our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth. Here are two points to note about Jewish blessings at meals. First, the blessing before the meal is short. A longer grace, bracha ha'mazon, is said after the meal. This seems sensible. One thanks God for something received. Moreover, on a full stomach, one can relax and express appreciation at length. But on an empty stomach, if the prayers become verbose, one's mind easily descends from heaven to the table. Second, the object of blessing is God, not the food. It is unnecessary to say, as many Christians do, Lord, bless this food to our bodies, since food is already a blessing to us. Genesis 1:29 and 9:3-4. Rather, we thank him for providing it. So continuing, so a bracha is a prayer, a blessing, a form of worship to Yahweh Elohim, our Father. One of the prayers we say in the morning upon awaking are, blessed are you, Yahweh Elohim, King of the universe, who has returned our soul from sleep and has given us another day to serve you. Every bracha can be categorized into one of three types. One, a brachot upon receiving physical benefit, food, drink, or pleasant fragrances. Two, a brachot upon the performance of a mitzvot or commandment. And three, a brachot of thanksgiving, which are a way of expressing praise, gratitude, and request. Every bracha is a statement of praise of God that is fitting for the particular situation. From a book, The Concept and Practice of Brachot, by definition, every bracha is characterized by the phrase Baruch Atah Adonai, which can be loosely translated, Blessed are you, God, followed by the pertinent praise. In order to understand what a bracha is, we must develop a more sophisticated understanding of the word Baruch. Many biblical commentators question this terminology, for how is it possible for a person to bless God who lacks nothing? What we are saying when we declare that God is Baruch. There are two basic approaches. The word Baruch, when used in relationship to God, is an expression of greeting or of praise. Baruch Atah Adonai, or Yahweh Elohim, meaning you are the source of all blessing, and he creates them, i.e. blessings, and bestows from them an abundance of goodness and his creation in accordance to his goodwill. Including in the concept of a bracha is the admission that he is ruler over all and everything is from him. As it says in the Talmud, a person must bless God on the bad just as he must bless him for the good. For the word bracha comes from the word bricha, reservoirs of water, the source of everything. The expression Baruch means multiplicity and abundance. When you eat and are satisfied, you must therefore bless God your Lord for the good land that he has given you. The rabbis taught, where is the saying of grace intimated in the Torah? In the verse Devarim 8, and you shall eat and be satisfied and blessed, signifies the benediction of who feeds. The Lord thy God signifies the benediction of Zimun, invitation. For the land signifies the blessing for the land. The good signifies who builds Jerusalem. Psalm 103:1. Bless Adonai, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Shalom and Yeshua.